Raymond Antonio Gerard Estevez, a Latino actor, was having some difficulty finding a job. Fearing that it might be due to bias against his Latino heritage, he decided to invent a new name for himself as an actor. Out of respect for the Bishop Fulton Sheen, the famous TV personality, he chose the last name Sheen, and thus was the origin of the actor Martin Sheen. His son Emilio Estevez recently released a film entitled The Way, in which Martin, his father, plays the leading role. And in this film, it tells the story of a man making a pilgrimage, which is traditionally a long journey made on foot. He makes the journey of the Camino de Santiago, the Way of St. James, 500 miles from the French Pyrenees to the burial place of St. James at the Basilica in Compostela near the Atlantic coast in Spain. For centuries, since the time of Jesus, people have been making pilgrimages to the Holy Land, to the holy sites. And for the devout, this is truly not just a physical journey, but an inward one as well. Martin Sheen speaks about this journey as one of transcendence, one that took him beyond himself. And in an interview, he recalls a time when, around the time when he was making the movie Apocalypse Now, he was addicted to alcohol and drugs, and he began to experience this yearning inside for something more. He said this: "The pilgrimage is a physical journey to begin with. It invites you to leave your comfort zone. You have to endure some uncomfortable situations. Then something else begins to happen, which is far more important and far more the reality of a pilgrimage. And that is the transcendent, the inner journey. That is where we are forced to listen to our own heartbeat, our own inner voice, and we become attentive to who we really are." In our first reading today, Peter walks into the Jewish temple. Keep in mind, they've been arresting Peter, scourging him, that is, whipping him across the back like they did Jesus. And yet he walks into the very people who are causing him this difficulty, and he says, "You're the ones who crucified Jesus." He points out their sin to them. But he doesn't stop there. He doesn't just point out the external effects of what they've done. He points to the heart, to the inward journey, when he says, "Now I know, brothers, that you acted out of ignorance just as your leaders did." He's asking them in that sentence to reflect upon their motivations. Why did we support the leaders who crucified Jesus? It's the beginning of a journey, like Martin Sheen says, of the transcendent, the inner journey, looking at what our motivations are. What are yours? Why are you here today? What's beautiful about what Peter does, though, is he goes into this temple, he confronts them with their sin and asks them what their motivations are, but he doesn't stop there. At the end of the first reading, he says, "Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be wiped away." He offers them hope so that they're not stuck in their sins. I've heard somebody ask before and complain, "Why do we talk about sin so much in the church? Why do we dwell on the negative? Why are we not focused on the resurrection?" It's because it's both. Because we are still sinners, even though we're living out the resurrection in our lives. And we follow the example of Peter in this first reading today, that we want to expose our sin, but that can never be the end of the story. There is always hope, and there is always a remedy. Martin Sheen, in this interview, talked about how his journey, his personal journey of finding this inner discovery, this inner transcendence, lined up very closely for him with three steps from the 12-step program in Alcoholics Anonymous. And he said the first is this: they are to make a fearless inventory. And those of you who are in AA or have been through AA know this very well. A fearless inventory. As Catholics, we would call this an examination of conscience. But how many of us make this in a fearless way? I know when I do, I'm trying to tell God all my excuses. God, this is why I did that and why I did that. Because I fear God deep down. But he's asking us to first make a fearless inventory of our hearts. Secondly, the second step, tell one person. For us as Catholics, this is often through confession. But it may be a friend that keeps us accountable, or it may even be God on our knees each evening. And the third step, to make amends. And for us as Catholics, this is doing penance and making restitution for our sins. Incidentally, this process should be built into our Christian lives and is indeed built into this very Mass. What is the first thing we do before we even start Mass? Before we really get going, we call to mind our sins. We do an inner inventory of our sins. This is why it's so important to be here for that part of Mass. We're getting ready for the Eucharist by first making a fearless inventory. And then what do we say right after that? I confess to you, Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters. We confess to one another, that second step. And that third step, we make amends. We offer each other the sign of peace. Now, I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, the sign of peace was a chance to squeeze my brother's hand as hard as I possibly could before he would turn to mom and tell on me. But what's interesting is if you look into the history of the Catholic Mass, the sign of peace was such a vital part because it gave the chance for families and people within the community to say they're sorry to one another. I, of course, was doing just the opposite to my little brother. But it's a chance for us to turn to our family members, our brothers and our sisters who maybe we've hurt, and to make peace with them, to make amends for what we've done to them in the past week. A good Christian may not be an actor, may not be an alcoholic, but a good Christian can be a sinner. In fact, this church is full of sinners striving every day to be saints. And every day we should take these three steps to make a fearless inventory, an examination of conscience, to tell somebody, even if it's God, and to make amends for what we've done. Probably none of you here, and if you have, let me know after Mass. I'd be very interested to hear about it. Probably none of you have made the Camino de Santiago, the Way of St. James, 500 miles. But in your lifetime, you'll walk over 108,000 steps. Today, Jesus asked you to just take three. That more than a physical journey, you would take three inward steps of examination, confession, and repentance. So that when you reach the end of this pilgrimage, this thing we call life, you will have made not just a physical journey with 108,000 steps, but a transcendent spiritual journey, a journey to the resurrection.